From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Doctors treating wounded Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords say she's been making major progress in her recovery from the gunshot wound to her brain. Dr. Michael LaMole, chief neurosurgeon at the University Medical Center in Tucson, was asked if he regards Giffords' progress as miraculous.
A lot of medicine is outside of our control, and we're wise to acknowledge miracles.
NPR's Jeff Brady says doctors are hoping to remove Giffords' breathing tube over the next few days to see if she can speak.
A lot of the concern that the doctors have had over the past 5 days or so has been whether or not her brain is going to swell. They say they're starting to get out of the window of concern for that. And the next big step now is going to be removing that breathing tube, getting her off of the respirator. We already know that she can breathe a little bit on her own, but if they can get that removed, that's going to be a big milestone in her recovery.
NPR's Jeff Brady in Tucson. Giffords' husband is astronaut Mark Kelly, who's slated to be commander of the final flight of the space shuttle program in April. NASA has announced a backup commander in case Kelly cannot fly as his wife recovers. NASA spokesman Michael Curry.
It's still the intent for Mark Kelly to be the commander once the mission launches, but this just helps us keep everything moving, keeping everyone focused on the mission, and letting Mark Kelly focus on his family as he should at this time.
Kelly has kept vigil at his wife's hospital bedside since the shooting. He's been on 3 space shuttle missions in the past. House Republican leaders say they'll resume their effort to repeal the new health care law next week. But NPR's Audie Cornish reports after the emotional events of the past week and the wounding of Congresswoman Giffords, lawmakers are unsure what political give and take will look like on Capitol Hill in the coming weeks.
Republicans were set to kick off debate this week, but after the shooting attack, lawmakers postponed all legislative business. Republican Majority Leader Eric Cantor says it's important for Congress to get back to work, and that work includes the effort to roll back the Democrats' health care overhaul that passed last year. Democrats, backed by Congressional Budget Office analysts, have said the bill would reduce the deficit over the next decade. But the GOP will take aim at the cost of the new health laws and regulations they say will hurt job creation. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says North Korea must take concrete steps to show that it's willing to negotiate in good faith before there can be any resumption of international talks on the North's nuclear program.
When or if North Korea's actions show cause to believe that negotiations can be productive and conducted in good faith, then we could see a return to the 6-party talks.
Gates speaking during a brief stop in South Korea today. Those talks have been on hold for about 2 years now. Earlier in Japan, Gates made the case for the continued presence of tens of thousands of U.S. troops there. He said North Korea's military provocations could be even more outrageous without that presence. This is NPR News. A memorial service will be held today for Richard Holbrooke, the veteran U.S. diplomat who died last month. NPR's Jackie Northam reports the service will be held at the Kennedy Center in Washington.
Holbrooke held many posts during his nearly 50 years of foreign service. His last was the U.S. Special Representative to Afghanistan and Pakistan. And his boss in that role, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, is one of many people expected to speak at the service. But arguably, Holbrooke's diplomatic claim to fame was brokering the 1995 Dayton Peace Accords, which helped end the war in Bosnia. Even when he wasn't serving in government, Holbrooke continued to travel through the Balkans, as well as Asia and Africa, to chart the human cost of war and disease, such as HIV and AIDS. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback Cam Newton has announced he'll forego his senior year at Auburn after leading the Tigers to the national championship. Newton will enter the National Football League draft this spring. After the controversy surrounding Newton's eligibility, Greg Eklund reports the executive director of the NCAA says it's time to crack down on parents of athletes who go too far in shopping them to top schools.
The question was whether Newton knew his father was shopping him around. Cam Newton claimed he didn't, and there's no evidence to suggest he did. But Mark Emmert says it's time to close the loopholes in the rules about parents.
It's wrong for parents to sell the athletic services of their student athletes to a university, and we need to make sure that we have rules to stop that problem. And today, we don't. We have to fix that.
For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund in San Antonio.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.